And what about one that still grows underground and has a real strong odor and it makes tears come to your eyes sometimes?
Onion.
What?
Onion.
Okay, did you have different kinds of them?
Yeah.
What kinds?
Shallots. Red onions.
Okay, which ones were shallots? How'd they look like?
Most of the top of them, yeah, the top of them, eat them mostly.
Oh, you eat the tops of them?
With a spring bed, but that's mostly get that bone.
Okay. And if you leave an apple or a plum around, it will dry up, and you might say the skin of that dried apple was all
dried up.
Shrivel
up.
How? Okay. And the kind of vegetables that come in big leafy heads are?
Cabbage.
Okay, and another leafy vegetable you might have is?
Collard.
Okay, one that you put in salads.
Turnips.
Okay, you might chop up with tomatoes. And
lettuce.
Okay. And a leafy one that you might put with tomatoes and make a salad would be a
lettuce.
Okay, and how would you raise that? You might talk about, did you have bunches of lettuce or, like you say, a head of cabbage, right?
There'd be a bunch of leaves. I don't think any head, I ain't seen none head up here much.
Okay,
it
didn't
just
have.
Pull a little. We never did get it to head. But.
Okay, then you didn't say head to lettuce.
No.
You getting tired?
Want to
stop a while?
No, let's go.
Okay.
Got
all right, did you ever use heads to refer to children? Like I got four or five or six or eight head of children. Did you ever hear that used that way?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about passels? Mean a whole large number or something?
Yeah, I don't know much about that.
Never had that one. Okay. That's the word my grandfather would use for big crowds. Passel of children, is what he would say. Okay. And, the corn that you might just raise in the garden to distinguish it from field corn is?
There's some sweet corn and yellow corn.
Did you ever hear of mutton corn?
No.
A large round fruit that grows on the ground, you make pie out of at Thanksgiving?
A pumpkin.
And the little yellow crookneck vegetables?
Squash.
Do you have different kinds of that?
Mm-hmm.
What kinds?
I don't know what the name, but they'd be different color and be raised different. Some round ones and sprinkled all the way around green.
Okay.
And then some long yellow ones.
Okay. And what about melon? Different kinds of melon?
Different kinds.
The kind, not the red one, but the kind that kind of has yellow.
Yellow meat.
What'd you call that one?
Honeydew, I think they call it.
Okay. And another kind that's just more like a little ball like this. Do you ever have mushmelon or?
Yes, mushmelon.
Did you call it cantaloupe too?
Yes.
Cantaloupe?
Yes, mushmelon, cantaloupe.
And what about some that comes up in the woods or the fields after a rain? A little bitty umbrella shape. Okay, did you ever eat or have one of them that you'd eat?
No.
You've heard of them though?
No.
Okay. They sometimes call them mushrooms.
Yeah, mushrooms.
But y'all didn't raise them?
No.
Okay. Did you ever buy them in cans?
No.
And if a man has a sore throat and the inside of his throat is so swollen and he maybe put food in his mouth but he couldn't swallow, and what do people smoke?
Cigarettes.
And